Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Seagal's at a bar getting faced because he knows just how goddamn stupid everything's about to get.
I was just walking through Walmart and this guy was aggressively whistling at me.
What are the lies that you're hearing that disturb you most?
Oh my god, all of them.
And first off, like, why do guys do that? Second, I'm not a dog. And third, the next time a guy does that to me, I just thought of this when I got in the car, or else I would have done it in Walmart, I'm gonna start barking at them.
I knew that was coming, but she wouldn't start barking if it was a Chad. If it was a highly attractive guy, she'd be smiling from ear to ear. And she would be on her knees barking, but it would be in his bedroom. Not at Walmart, if you know what I mean.
No. Bad girl. Drop it. Bad girl. Look at this mess you made.
Hello, everyone. Let me tell you how we're going to approach dating in 2024. One, we are going to spend this year focusing on ourselves. Do what is best for yourself this year. I'm sure there's many of you on here who the past few years have sacrificed for other people, focused more of your energy on other people. We're not doing that.
Well, you focus your energy on the worst people possible. You need to hurry up and find a decent man to submit to. And spending more time by yourself focusing on you is making you a worse dating prospect for a decent man. Honestly, you're probably just ruined at this point. You look 30 plus, it's probably just over.
You don't know that.
But the best thing you could do in 2024 is the complete opposite of everything you've been doing since 2010. How about that?
Two, before you even start dating, you need to be clear with what you want, what your deal breakers are, what you will not tolerate. And whatever is on this list, you will not break from. I don't care how many tattoos he has.
They always tell them themselves. Tatted up motorcycle riding bad boy. And she wonders why she hasn't had dating success.
So three, once you guys have been dating for a little bit, a couple months have passed, you're ready to lay down what you want, which you're not asking what are we, we're saying what we want. If it does not match, and if he or she is not reaching the same conclusion that they want the same thing, and they give you some runaround answer, bye.
Well, the reason he's doing that, because you've been letting him hit it for 3 months, dumb. How about you get commitment before bedroom fun? Nah, you ain't gonna do that, right?
Of course not.
On to the next one. Stop wasting your time. This is the year of you, what you want, and getting what you want. No more situationships.
Did you notice she's not saying what she would bring to a healthy relationship? It's all about me. Get what you want. And that's why she will remain single and miserable for the rest of her life. Because you're only willing to act like a good woman to a bad man. That's why you always fail in dating.
Girlies, get ready with me to go on a date. I haven't been on a date for at least 4 months. I've not been on a date for like 4 months. And this is a Hinge man. Let's get ready together.
What are you, retarded?
If a woman is on TikTok referring to you as Hinge man, yeah, it's probably not going to be a good night. Hinge man.
I don't want to be that guy.
I seriously can't believe that guys are still taking women out on dates. Like, what would possess a man in this, you know, modern dating culture to go through all this with these creatures? These self-absorbed, just goofy, unaware, just tramps. Why would a man want to take this out on a date? I know, he want to get some coochie. He would be better off just paying direct.
Because I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
Instead of having his business spread all over the internet, you know, unknowingly.
No, he's just text saying there's a problem.
Yes.
You dare tell me. Because if I get stood up on camera right now.
I don't even know what to believe anymore. It's probably just for views. It's probably just for the plot. They sat up and came up with this instead of doing something constructive and productive with their life. They came up with this stupid, you know, skit and try to make it seem like it's real life.
I hate to say this, but I think that women have to lower their standards. Before you go crazy on me, just hear me out. The amount of chronically single girlfriends that I know, either approaching their 30s or already in their 30s, that are like wanting to settle down and have a family, but can't, is an epidemic at this point.
Yeah, but they shouldn't settle, because that's not going to be good for that man. So the solution to this problem that we're having in modern dating isn't that all these women lower their standards and get with a guy that they think is beneath them. Because she's just going to ruin his life. She's going to nag him to death. She's going to talk down to him. She's going to verbally abuse him. She's going to try to do it, get married to him, have some kids, and then ruin the kid's life by getting a divorce and going back to her whole life. So no, the solution to this is y'all just stay single and we try to work on the next generation or something. We try to change the narrative in the zeitgeist so the new girls coming up can know that this is a ridiculous path to take in life. Chasing top 10% of men that you're never going to get and never going to lock down and never have a family with until you old and washed up and then settle for a dude you don't respect. That's not the path you should take in life.
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes.
The solution is taking things back to the 1800s. That's the solution, where men run everything and dictate what these bitches do. That's the true solution, but I know that's not going to actually become a reality. The only solution is women don't make the decisions on who they date. The father pick or uncle pick or some man in your life that care about you pick. When women are left to their own devices, rarely is something wholesome going to come from that.
Straight up being a jerk is not the way to go. And I'm not just saying that because I am a woman.
And we're talking about women that are financially stable, education, are beautiful, have their fathers in their lives, like come from nice families.
It don't matter. Like, yeah, they come from nice families. They went to college, yada, yada, yada. But they got ruined in high school when they start chasing bad boy D. And they got ruined by being influenced by their stupid fucking friends and by the media. So all that other stuff got, you know, voided out. Everything her parents taught her from, you know, birth to 12 went out the window when she got brainwashed by Instagram and her dingbat friends. And when she got her first taste of bad boy slang, all that other stuff went out the window and it's been downhill from there. She's only been getting more damaged and effed up since then.
Good call!
How could you be so sure?
Like, we're not talking about like a bum dish. We're talking about like a very decent young lady. So I'll have conversations with my friends and they'll say things like, oh, like, you know, I want him to make like at least $200,000 a year, at minimum.
Okay.
He has to be in shape. Like, I really like a guy with a six pack. I love a guy who's like 6'2". I need a guy with like a full head of hair. Like, I can't do bald guys. Every single time you throw a new specification into what you desire, the only person that fits within the parameters of what you are looking for exists in your fucking dreams.
Well, right. But even if she met that guy, she has no experience making a relationship work long term with a guy. She's had nothing but flings since she was 15.
Bars.
And situationships. So even if she met the perfect guy, she wouldn't know how to maintain him. So it's not about really even her standards being too high. It's about her not being relationship material at this point. She doesn't have the skills, and at this point she's going to be too stuck in her ways and too high on her high horse.
Get off of your high fucking horse and realize ain't no prince coming for you. You ain't getting ready walking to a motherfucker rolling out the red carpet for you.
To be humble, it takes humility to keep a relationship working. It takes character to keep a relationship going, and that's something these women don't have just by what you're telling me about them.
No, I've had girlfriends tell me like, oh my God, no, he's great, this and that, like, but I can't do a short king. So you're telling me you found a guy that's, like, not bad looking, has a great job with benefits, like, financially stable, comes from a great family, and you can't do it because his legs aren't long enough?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life!
Like, you bitches are out of your minds.
And just stay out of your minds. We don't need the trouble. I hope y'all make $200,000 a year because you're going to need it. Because you're not getting a companion in life. You better shack up with one of your girlies.
This whole threat of women, oh, you're going to grow old and die alone. No, we're not. That's not a threat. We have our friends. We have our sisters with us. Did you ever see the Golden Girls, my dude?
Oh, my God.
That's not a cautionary tale. It's a goddamn victory lap.
People constantly ask me, aren't you lonely being alone for so long? Aren't you lonely being alone for so long? Thing is, I could ask you the same thing. How lonely do you feel in your relationship?
No, you're trying to spin it. Just because your life sucks doesn't mean that the people you know in a relationship life suck. I know you gotta tell yourself that to feel better, but no, it's bullshit. We're not going for it. Nice try.
How do you feel when you're dismissed, not heard, underappreciated, undervalued, not noticed, not thanked?
I mean, it happens. There's ups and downs to, you know, a relationship. You wouldn't know that because you can't keep one. Just because things aren't peaches and cream all the time don't mean they're not having a fulfilling relationship. You wouldn't know that, though, because you can't keep a man.
You're probably that used to your needs being put to the back of the queue every single time that you don't even consider your own needs and wants anymore. Your needs are always considered last, and you're just always expected to be there and do it, right?
Wrong!
Is this a subliminal? I hope you didn't make this TikTok for somebody you know. And I hope if you did, they stop hanging around you. Because you're going to try to sabotage their life every chance you get. Because you're a pathetic, miserable, miserable woman.
Signs that you're dating a broke guy? I base these on my own experiences dating at now 57 years old.
Damn!
I'm sorry.
Oh.
And I want to assure you that this does not mean, ladies, that this is setting a boundary. That you cannot afford to financially bail a man out who is so financially unwell that no matter how big the shovel is that you brought to the relationship, you would never be able to dig him out.
Let's talk about the fact that that's all you qualify for at this point. You're going to have to cough up the coin, sis. If you want any man to stay around you, he's going to have to get major benefits from it. And your old clam isn't a benefit.
So just get out. One of the flags that I see is men who want to move in with me.
Well, duh.
This has not been a 4-month problem. This has been a 5-year problem that I've experienced with men and my friends have experienced with men.
Look, we already know how it's going to go. You're not getting a provider at 57. Just let that go. You're going to be the provider now. You have no S3 actual marketplace value anymore. So you're going to have to keep that purse open more than you keep them legs open, really. You're not ever going to get a 57-year-old man with his stuff together because he's dating a 27-year-old.
You don't know that.
He shows up with a suitcase and moves into your bedroom and sleeps in your bed. Each month when rent or the mortgage is due, he comes up with a convenient excuse as to why he can't pay his portion.
You're a victim.
Here we go, CSI.
What the fuck has she actually elaborated on to make you be like, to make me go, it'd be a good idea to go to just to walk down the street with this hoe. It'd be a good I'd have fun. Nothing.
Here's another sign. You're always picking up the tab. Road trips are on your credit card. Dinner is on you. I asked a guy I'd been dating for quite some time, hey, this is a lot of money. Road trips, dinners. You know what he said to me? Oh, I thought you enjoyed paying. They can't carry on a conversation that we should be able to carry on in our 50s about, you know, potential retirement plans.
Look, ma'am, if he can't pay for a dinner, you can just forget about him helping with any type of retirement. Use your common sense. Look, just be by yourself. You can go on all your road trips and all your fancy dinners, and it'll be half the price. Problem solved.
Stop trying to make it work.
Stop it. You hurting yourself. Just let it go.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.